When Plants Attack. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. You'd think that a plant's social options would be basically nil, but far from it.
Most people look upon plants as kind of passive.
Yes.
But in fact, they have this kind of complex social life. They are able to sense other plants and respond.
Botanist Susan Dudley teaches at McMaster University in Hamilton, Ontario, and she wanted to determine if plants behave differently in the vicinity of siblings than they did in the vicinity of strangers. So she set up an experiment with a little beech plant called the Great Lakes Sea Rocket. She set out pots which included groups of four plants. Some groupings were siblings, plants from the same mom, and others were strangers, same species, different parents.
We saw what we expected with the strangers, which is that when they shared a pot with other plants, they produced a competitive increase in root allocation, essentially trying to grab for resources before the other plants get them.
Yes, their roots would actually intertwine in a slow-motion, subterranean wrestling match. But when the neighboring plants were siblings, their behavior was very different.
Well, with siblings, they apparently didn't make that response. They didn't change their allocations.
No, it was all kumbaya, and the plants thrived because they didn't waste their energy on competition. So inevitably, as a result of this research, botanists will start examining the signals sent out by plant roots in hopes of encouraging all plants to get along, just as they would if they were stuck in a pot with their relatives. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.